This is Melissa Patrick with WKLM for the West Holmes School Report, and this week I am speaking with the Curriculum Director at West Holmes, Brian Bachman, and welcome to the School Report, Mr. Bachman.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And it sounds like there are some really neat things happening in the curriculum as far as updating and doing some neat things. One of the big things you had mentioned was math and the middle school and the high school.
Yeah, so a little over a year ago, we put together a math committee to take a look at our full math program from K-12. And so we sat and we looked at what the evidence say in terms of teaching math. We evaluated our current program, what are the strengths and weaknesses and those type of things. And we started putting together a plan on how we can improve our math program here at West Holmes. And we decided we were going to start with a focus on the middle school and high school math program. And one of the things that we needed to do is to look for some new math curriculum. So that was something that our math teachers took part in this year. We did some pilots with a couple of different curriculum materials. We had the Tri-County math coach, Jill Kelly, come down and has been working with us pretty regularly, working with the teachers, working with me, helping facilitate some meetings. And we talked about going through some of the pilots, you know, being able to model some lessons of each of these and that sort of thing. So it's been quite the process, and my teachers and I've worked really hard at, you know, trying to get an idea of what these things are and how we can use them to better the math programs here at the middle school and the high school.
And will that roll out then next school year?
Yeah, so we've reached a decision. We're going to purchase some curriculum and start with some professional development even at the end of this year so that the teachers can get some more familiarity with it. They've already been working with it some because we had the pilot going, but we'll have some experts come in and really talk about the curriculum that we chose and help kick it off, and that way they've got the summer to kind of digest and get ready to hit the ground rolling next year.
And you can't talk about math without looking at science especially, but, you know, reading is one of those important things too, and you guys are doing some neat things there as well.
Oh, of course. As I'm sure most people that follow education know, the science of reading has been a big push here lately, certainly in the state of Ohio, but even nationwide. At West Holmes, we kind of had a head start over this. We put together our literacy committee, I want to say it was 2018, 2019, just prior to COVID, and kind of did the same thing we did with math, but we did it back then and evaluated our literacy program, and we had a number of good things that came out of that, and got a little delayed when COVID hit, but we were full on into, you know, professional development and getting the curriculum materials that aligned with the science of reading. Now, I will say at West Holmes, fortunately, a lot of the core things that we've been doing for decades aligned with what the research says, so we weren't starting from scratch, which is good, but it's been a process, so we've been doing a lot of things in terms of professional development for teachers. All of our K-3 teachers and our K-5 intervention specialists and title teachers have been going through some intensive training in terms of, you know, the science of reading, letters training. We've learned a lot of things in there. Like I said, we've been doing a lot of these things in the past, but it's really kind of helped us just tighten things up and be a little bit more systematic in how we approach reading instruction, in particular at the younger grades. But yeah, it's been an interesting ride. I've learned a lot during this process as well. We have a couple of literacy coaches that we hired a couple years back to help facilitate this, and it's been a very hard process, and it's been long, but it's been very beneficial, and our teachers are doing a great job.
Reading is such an important thing. It's great to be able to be getting these kids the start that they need to be able to carry that on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that it's what we hit first. Really, when we start kids in kindergarten, is really focusing on, you know, how to read, and even if it's starting before seeing letters on a page, it's, you know, pulling out the sounds of words and those type of things. But it's what we start with. It's foundational to really everything else we do in school.
And we've talked about the basics that get put into the school years and as you're coming up through school, and that kind of sets kids up for in high school for some options that you guys provide to them.
Yeah, so, you know, a few years back, the state of Ohio was looking at changing or creating more options for the graduation pathways came out. It can be a little complex to understand, but it's really a good thing in terms of there are just a lot more options for students, and we've been really trying to take advantage of some of those things. And whether it's starting our pre-apprenticeship program a year or so ago, and we've had a few students take advantage of that, where they can take some courses that align with a particular pathway and also go work in a pre-apprenticeship program, get some credit for that as well, and that can help towards a track of graduation. We've been introducing some STEM modules. We've got some robotics classes and some competitive robotics teams at the middle school and the high school that are going on and competing in robotics tournaments, and we have a class at the middle school and a class at the high school that helps with that. We've really started implementing Project Lead the Way with some engineering essentials at the high school and some other courses at the middle school. And so we're trying to provide as many options as we can for our students. And one, if it's being used for a graduation pathway, that's great, but also just providing them experience in some of these STEM programs.
And that helps them whether they want to go to college or whether they want to just jump right on into the workforce. It's providing
Absolutely.
Them that good base.
Yeah, and that's great. With some of these programs, we have a good mix of those, of some students who want to go to college and continue to do some of those things, and other kids who, aren't looking at maybe going to college, but just want to use this know-how in the workforce as soon as high school is over. And, I was fortunate to visit some companies last summer as part of a tour group of educators to go visit some manufacturing companies and some other companies as well, and just seeing, and hearing the people that are running these factories or whatever talk about just hiring kids off of robotics teams in the area, it really kind of drove home that it's really for people that want to go to college. It's also for people who are looking to graduate and get to work right away.
And that's everybody's own path, and it's great that mm-hmm. you guys are providing them both ways.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just try to provide options for our students, and that's just kind of where we're at today. And the state of Ohio is with their new graduation requirements, have opened up different ways of satisfying those requirements.
And West Holmes is a very diverse district in, mm-hmm. what kids want to do, so you've got to have those options.
Absolutely.
All right, is there any other fun curriculum things going on that you want to share with anybody?
No, I think, we're really focusing on those things, and particularly the math program and the science of reading. It's kind of opposite in the spectrum, early elementary reading and then, middle school and high school math, but we're always looking at everything in between and trying to make sure that we're all aligned with what we're doing. So it's just continual work, never done.
They say you should learn something new every day, so education never ends.
Yeah, it doesn't end for us either.
All right, well, thank you for joining with us today. That was the curriculum director at West Holmes, Brian Boffman, and this is Melissa Patrick for WKLM for the West Holmes School Report.